right, sit down. Just grab a pillow. There's about 40 of them. Okay. So, like I said, I am not the most naturally gifted at divination. So your assistance is very much appreciated. Always nice to have a guinea pig or two around. Hey, you're lucky this is tarot and not another potion. Yeah, poor Ricky. She had it coming. All right. You ready? Okay, let's set some mood lighting. Yeah, that trick never gets old, huh? It is a fan favorite for sure. Okay. All right. Now. Focus on an intention and draw three cards. I know there's a lot, just whichever ones you're most drawn to. No, you don't get to look. What card-based activity do you ever get to look? Okay, ready? Oh, really? That one? Hey, it's your draw. My intention is to get this stupid practice to feel a little bit less like Hecate is chucking me off the Tallahatchie ass first. Hey, I'm talented in other areas. Okay, isn't that why we originally met? Yeah, you got all sorts of bashed around by that fucking ex of yours. She was barely even a witch. Just some bitch with a crystal collection she probably got from an advent calendar. I told you before, and I'll tell you again, anyone can practice the craft, but you want to look out for the weekenders as much as the lifelong witches. They think the ability to lay a hex with some candles and strings means that you should run auras. You're lucky you found me when you did. Her shit would have backfired and fucked with more people than just herself. You're spoiled by my presence. Yeah. Okay, you know, I doubt most people, you know, have candles floating around their bedroom, okay? Remember the glamour spell Lamar helped me out with last month? Well, I'm better at it than he is now. Shh, don't tell. Well, because once I set my mind to something, I do it. How else could my hair always look so pristine? Thanks, that's flattering. My mom would love to hear that. No, it's a moon tonic. Oh, pain in the cunt to prepare, but it saves so much time in styling. I really cannot recommend it enough. Alright, well that's three, so let's flip this first one. Ooh. Okay. Well, don't misinterpret necessarily. So the lovers can mean, you know, romantic pairings in your future. If you're going off a very shallow interpretation, yeah, it can mean that. But It also can mean being drawn in by someone or something. You know, a new, intriguing, enticing, whatever, that kind of has its grips on you. And that can be good. And it's not necessarily indicative of, you know, matrimony. But yeah, it could. A lot of times it does, but not always. So don't get ahead of yourself. You don't even know what your other cards are. Okay. Okay. Two of Cups. Let me see if I remember. Okay. So, partnership. Attraction and compatibility. So, again, this could be a person. But it could also very well be whatever this new thing is. And it could just mean that you have this new, I don't know, if you take up some new hobby or something, you become an equestrian, or you start doing base jumping or anything. And it just means that you are, clearly it's working out for you. There is an element or a level of compatibility. Yeah. Where that's something that you would probably want to continue with, for at least some time. But let's see. Okay. Okay. Sorry, like I said, I'm not totally off book with these. I mean, I am, but like, it's still, there's a lot of cards, okay? I get them confused. And I forget how to interpret. So, Ace of Swords, if I remember, it signifies a fresh start. So you're kind of rolling over on your current experiences. A sudden opportunity, clarity, yeah, they do seem to go together very well. Like, kind of in a way where I feel like they're playing pranks on me. Which, yeah, they will do that. And I haven't touched this deck in a bit, so that would make sense if that's what it was doing. Yeah, so this is a very concise reading so far. Again, it could signify a whole bunch of different shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, sorry. I'm racking my brain. It's just that it's rare that readings are this kind of apparent. So I'm trying to think if it just seems so imminent. And life changing. Let me draw another one for clarity. Okay. Same thing, just same intent. One more. No, sorry. No, this, it's not, it's a foreboding looking card, but the death card is not, it's not usually literal. But it, I guess, in some ways, it is. I mean, it's as a general rule, it's. Sorry, just dropping shit. Change. Impermeability. So whatever, basically this thing that is fast approaching is going to alter a lot. And you'll leave your current situation behind in favor of this. That could be. Let me see your hand. Do you want me to read your shit or not? Come here. Just okay. It's all good. Yeah. Oh. My aura must look so ugly right now. Have I ever told you the story of how we met? I know it's a weird question. You were there. But you don't know Well, business was slow back then. And I had some bills to pay off ASAP. So I did a little spell, as one does. And, well, it was kind of a big one. It took me 2 months to get everything in place, and I was really in the red during that time. But it worked. You know this part. You were the first to walk in after I had cast it. Yeah, well, there were a gaggle of customers hot on your heels, but you were the first one to make it in the door. The store smelled different. Yeah. I couldn't place it. It was like some herb, some like herbal scent, and it was so familiar, you know? I knew it so well, but I couldn't for the life of me figure out what it was or where I had smelled it before, but it smelled so good. It was you. You smelled like... I didn't want it to be you. I really didn't want it to be you. But I knew. I saw you. And you looked in my eyes and I knew instantly. You didn't feel it. Most people don't, actually, contrary to popular belief. The perks of being a witch. No, see, that first step was important. That first foot inside my door. You were the start. The spell brought you. You're the Kickstarter. The catalyst. Once you entered, it all began. It took effect. And you can't mix business with pleasure. Bad combo. Everybody knows that. I knew that. When I cast the spell. I just didn't expect it to blow up so hard. So. And now you're gonna meet someone. You're gonna meet him really, really soon. And you're gonna be so happy. Well, you know, I can pay my bills at least. shouldn't drop this on you. What a fucking asshole. That's such a dick move. Are you excited? Sorry. Give me a minute. I gotta compose myself. I knew this would happen. I just chose not to look. It's probably why I'm such a terrible seer. Because I don't want to see things if they're going to be bad. It won't be bad for you. I'm sorry. What question? Do you want me to be more clear? Are we in the same boat here? You just can't read into it. Use your fucking head. That's the thing. That is... I spent 2 years just soaking in that scent. And I figured out what it was. Roughly 6 months after you started coming in, and it just kept getting stronger, which is bullshit if it's going to be like this. But have you ever looked at a photo of a place that you've never been, never knew it existed, probably, but you just get this sense of you smell like home. Fuck it. Instinct. The feelings weren't there at first.
I grew those all on my own. You helped. When you drove me to that nature trail at 2 a.m. so I could collect moss. And when you helped me look for a familiar in the rain, because I was insecure, I didn't have one yet. My mother was coming into town and I knew that she would be... And I remember you bought me a hot chocolate afterwards when I still didn't have one. I had been looking for like 2 hours. I know. We nearly had trench foot by the end of that. It means a lot to me. When you got mad at me. For trying to fly. I wouldn't have gotten hurt. Too bad. But it made me happy that you were afraid I would. It's like it would hurt you. And you make me laugh. I smile because of you all the time. Idiot. Let me look at you. I wanted you spread out on these pillows for so long. Can I touch your face? It's so nice. You're beautiful. Can I? Go slow. What do you want? Mm.
touch me. Touch me. Good boy. Sorry. I've been holding that one in for years. Anytime you prove it. You're already so... Is that good? You like it? Why don't you show me how you want me to touch you? Move my hands. Come on. What about this one? Are you having fun? That's enough. Move your hands. Let go. Let go. Now, hands up. Relax. Is it okay that I use magic? Of course, we're not done. I've just set my mind to it. Oh. Oh. You want me to squeeze them? Mm-hmm. gonna circle the head like that.
I don't know how. It tastes as good as you smell. He's struggling. Those points hold. Right there. Yes. Yes, another finger, please. Cosmic fate has dictated. I'm yours. Be mine. I'm shaking. I'm not wearing perfume. Good. It was so lonely being the only one. Yeah, I guess I'm maybe better at divination than I thought. I won't let that happen. I don't know what's gonna come next. But I won't let it take you. I will not. Not from me. I'm gonna look into why you were able to break the binds. Because that's weird. That's never happened. You know, I have a potion. Just saying. That promotes longevity. No, we don't need to use it right now. Let me just hold you. Candles did come back to life. I'm not sure when. Those are always... they're always the first ones I light. You know? Yeah.